Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
I hate every ape I see, from chimpanzee A to chimpanzee.
Hello, and welcome to the latest episode of Let's Talk About. That's right, kids, we're finally getting into a weekly habit again.
Oh-ho!
If all goes to plan, this should be 2 weeks on the trot.
Just watch there be an error when you go to upload it this week.
Yeah, exactly. So this is the Let's Talk About podcast. This is me, and me is Elliot. And also, I've got you, and you is Seb.
Hi, unless you were talking to the listener, in which case, hello, listener.
That's true. And yeah, you are listener, if you are listening. That is me as Elliot, you as Seb, and they as listener. In between our little Disney episodes, we're trying to think of, what could we talk about? And we've got a load of things kind of like coming up in the work. So we want to talk about the X-Men movies, because we suddenly realised that we've been doing this for over like 2 years soon, and we've not actually really talked about them.
Strange, isn't it?
Isn't that mad? So I'm now watching them again, just to remind myself. I'm 5 films in, which is very impressive for me. Mm. We're also planning on watching Wish whenever we feel like we can mentally cope with that. And then next week we're going to have the Disney movie, which you can easily remember, can't you, Seb? Is
Cinderella. My wife wants to watch that one, so that'll be good.
Oh, lovely. So what we're doing today is we're going to revisit something we haven't talked about in nearly 2 years.
Cool.
So this was our 5th episode. Bearing in mind, we're like now in the late 70s. We are talking about our top 5 sitcoms.
Yes.
Now, I was talking to you before. Can you remember any of your ranking last time?
I feel like I probably put Community in like 1 or 2, and then other than that I can't remember. I feel like I may have put The Office maybe in there, or as at least an honorable mention, but it's been so long I can't remember.
Yeah, I can remember what was in my top 5, and I could pretty much remember most of the order, but we thought we'd revisit it. I've seen quite a few sitcoms since then, because I tend to always have one on the run at all time. Mm. One that so me and my wife can watch while we're eating or something like that.
Yeah.
So the one we're going through at the moment, nearly finished, literally like 3 episodes off of finishing, is Futurama.
Nice.
So, and we've watched others as well over the last couple of years. So we thought, you know what, let's revisit this. This was quite popular of an episode for us, you know. Mm. Now, I just want to highlight that popular doesn't mean a lot. Just more than usual.
Right, okay.
When it came to our...
Is that what popular means, is it? Okay.
Yeah, more than usual, you know. Like when you have a popular bowel movement, you know, it's more than usual.
For goodness sake.
So, let's head on in. I'm going to talk about my number 5. If at any point we share one, we'll hold off talking about it until the other person's. So, if let's say Bluey's my number 5... but that's on Seb's list as number 1, then we'll wait until that spot to talk about that fabulous show. Right. My number 5 is Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh, was that on your top 5 last time?
It was not.
Oh, interesting.
It was not. I've noticed that there's been a bit of a switch around of how I view things. And sometimes a little bit of a breakaway. You really get to think about all the good times you had.
Yes.
Have you seen all of Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
I saw most of it. I think there was one or maybe two seasons that came out after I like finished what's out. So I've not seen all of it.
Yeah. I'm going to guess this isn't on your top five.
You would be correct, yes.
Cool. So yeah, I love this show. Normally for me, when it comes to sitcoms, the first episode you don't really love because you're just, you need to get used to the humor. You need to get used to the characters and why they're funny.
Okay.
There are some shows for me which, you know, from the get-go, it's like, oh, this is great. And this is one of those shows.
Yeah.
I just like, straight away, it was stupid humor. And I was here for it.
Okay.
It's phenomenal. What do you think of Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
I quite like it. When I came across it on TV, I was like, oh, it's great. I actually get to watch this show. And then like, I binged a lot of it and it was fun. And then I think I binged too much and I was like, oh, this is very, very like tiring. So I stopped for a while. But it's fun. Whenever I see clips, there's obviously the few standout kind of moments as well. But yeah, good show.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of amazing characters there. But I think Captain Holt.
Yes.
Rest in peace. I've just remembered and now I'm sad.
Yeah, that's true. But I guess he's died since.
Yeah.
One of my favourite lines is when they talk about him watching Moneyball at the cinema and he's crying and goes, the statistics.
I really like when they're on, I think it's, what's the main character? Jake, Boyle and Holt are on like undercover case and they're all trying to, and the entire time Jake and Boyle are trying to come up with nicknames for each other. They come up with these nicknames that are all right, and the captain just thinks it's stupid. But then at the end, he comes up with a great plan. He's like, and you'll call me Velvet Thunder. And everyone's like, whoa!
Love that.
Amazing. I think it's great. So yeah, what I was thinking about when I was organising my top five is shows that are consistently funny, but also they're not afraid to kind of like get you emotionally involved as well.
Yeah, they've got a heart
like,
to them.
I love that. Yeah, and when it's just like, when you can have certain scenes where, even though it's a comedy, it's like a tearjerker because you're so affected by what's going on. Mm. That's when you know you've kind of like got a good show. And I can't think what show. Oh, I know what show this kicked off in my top five. But yeah, this for me, I know there were certain parts where it kind of like really got to me and you really cared about the characters.
Mm.
Even though it's such a stupid show.
But yeah.
Yeah, it's hilarious. Great show. And it's my number five.
Wow. Good pick. I made some last minute alterations because I remembered there's a show that I guess you could call a sitcom. So I've added that and I've just updated my list. So my number five is one I've rewatched within the past year, which is New Girl.
Nice. That is not in my top five.
Oh. I don't know if it was in my last time, but so this is a show that was on every now and then. I remember watching a few bits, and then a couple of years back I sat and watched the whole thing on my own. Very fun. I then watched it all with my wife, which was a fun experience as well. And it's also interesting how much I hate the main character upon a rewatch. Which is fun. But often quoted, this show, I find, like, my favourite character changes from episode to episode. And I think that there's, like, a t-shirt or, like, a quilt with, like, some Schmidt quotes that I think your wife showed me, which I really want to get. Nice. So, yeah. You like this show, question mark?
So I remember when it first came out and I watched like the first season or two sort of like at home. And this would have been years ago, I'm guessing, because I was still living at home. And it was all right. But I kind of like stopped watching it. And then I remember sort of like somewhat liking it. And then my wife started watching it. And I hated everything I heard and saw because I just do not like the main character.
Yeah.
I really struggled with it. But then I thought, you know what? I need to give us the full Monty, you know. So I watched all of it.
Naked.
And I'll tell you what, the saving grace is Schmidt.
Oh.
Schmidt by far is my, and it's great because even though it's my number 10, I got like all the sitcoms I've seen all the way through. That was also in my category. I had to have watched it from start to finish. And I had like 14 altogether. Okay, it's quite low down. But I mean, but it is, for this year, it is my most, my most quoted TV show.
Okay.
Because I'm 29 now. So I am constantly going 29 all the time, you know.
Well, we have curry
blocked the toilet
probably once a week, and I'm often saying chutney, mango chutney. So,
chachelia,
cup buns, where are the
really
cup
any buns? Type of chutney. Yeah, for roof.
My favorite. There's two of my favorite parts. One of them is where. Spoilers for New Girl for anyone who's going to watch it.
Skip 15 seconds.
Yeah. Is when Schmidt can't break up with Cece and Elizabeth, so he just dates them both at the same time. And he's trying to tell Nick. And Nick's brain just cannot comprehend that he's with two people. And he's like, to break up with it. And then he's like, you get one wife! You get one wife! And he's like, why? I don't know. It's just so good.
It's amazing. Yeah, like, if we were doing like top 10 characters, Schmidt would be like up there for me, top three.
Yeah.
But I mean, to be fair, one big pull I had of this is we're talking about like the emotional side of things. I cried like a little girl when Schmidt, well, again, spoilers, proposes to Cecilia.
Oh.
Like, that was it. Like, I just wasn't ready for that scene.
Yeah.
And that was beautiful. And but yeah, the reason it's so far down for me is just I really, really struggle with Jess.
Yeah. I
really do. But like I said, it's still pretty great. I mean, it's above Parks and Recreation for me.
Ooh,
and okay. Parks and Recreation is also fantastic. So even though it's so low down, it's nothing to do with the quality. We're blessed with so many great sitcoms.
Well, that's quite interesting because I think Parks and Rec is quite funny, but also has some really good heart to it.
Want to make a difference in your community, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously, your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Like a nice optimistic version of The Office and other stuff like that. And I think because we watched a few different shows and I'm trying to convince my wife to watch Parks and Rec because she doesn't like The Office. So I've tried to sell it as different to The Office, but the first six episodes, which is season one, is quite hard, especially because the main character is very, like, stupid. She does change after that. So comparing that to New Girl, where if you don't like the main character, it's hard to love the show, but the side characters are so good. And like one minute, I think Winston's my favorite character, but then sometimes it's Nick and then sometimes it's Schmidt. And I think that's a good sign. I think if there's only one good character, that would suck. But, and everyone else is still fun as well, like Cece and even like Jess's parents and stuff. So it's fun.
Yeah. My number four has gone up one space.
Ooh.
Since last time, which is The Big Bang Theory.
Oh, yes. I remember now.
Yeah. Which was funny, because last time I was like, I can't believe this is even on the top five. But I've probably said this last time, I can't remember. This is a show which, even though I don't watch it as much now, if it is on, I'm glued to the TV.
Mm.
People say, what do you think about all Big Bang Theory? I say, oh, it's all right, but it's not, because I know once I watch it. For me, it's kind of like, we've talked about it before, it's one of those shows where you're never in the mood for it until it's on, and then you just watch it.
Absolutely.
So it's not often you'll get the Big Bang Theory compared to Star Wars, Clone Wars, but here we go.
But it's the same.
It's happened. It's the same picture. Oh, hang on.
Oh, good.
But yeah, I mean, I think my thing is, I think it went on a little bit too long. What was it, 12 seasons in the end?
Oh, way too long, yeah.
Yeah. But again, like, while I was going through my... So I was writing out my top five yesterday. Well, the top 14. And I wanted to... I was thinking about only the funny bits, but I was also thinking about, again, the bits of my heart got involved as well. And I don't know, have you seen much of Big Bang?
Or... I used to be really into it. Me and my family loved it. And then I didn't watch it for a bit. And then I think on principle, I didn't like the show. But that right, said, okay. Whenever I see a clip, it's like, oh yeah, there are funny parts. I see why this is really popular.
Yeah. But there's one bit, spoiler alert, skip 30, if you don't want to know anything, from season 6, where it's the 1 year anniversary of Howard and Bernadette since their first date. And she's like stuck. She's like, she's been, I can't think of a word, but she's been near a disease. So she has to be put in like
quarantine.
I can't think of a word. Thank you. None of the words I wanted were coming to my mind. Just put in quarantine. But she can still speak to people like through a window and things. And he wrote her a song and got the other like main characters involved behind as well.
Mm.
And it was both like hilarious, impressive. Because like the guy who plays Howard is like, he's doing it all, like, you That's can see cool. with his hands. He's playing the piano, like, spot on. Mm-hmm. And, like, lyrically, it's impressive, but also it's just, like, such lovely lyrics as well in places.
Oh.
I was like, yeah, this is why I love the show. And there's bits about put all throughout, and it's a show I've watched a lot. I don't know if I'll ever watch it from start to finish again, but I'm giving what it is. It's a quality show, and it doesn't matter what episode you put on, I'm going to sit there and I'm going to watch it. Whether it be fun with flags or whatever. But no, great stuff.
It's interesting because I think, if you go back to season one, I think Sheldon's character, because I guess this happens with a lot of the shows, they're still kind of trying to work out what they want the characters to be like. And I think they decided on a direction for Sheldon, but which, you know. Have you seen Young Sheldon?
I've seen parts of it. My wife has like watched like all of it apart from the latest season. I don't know if it's out in the UK yet. But that's supposed to be like really good.
Yeah, I've heard it's really good as well. And especially like if you don't like Big Bang Theory, or like Sheldon's character at least, this show is like actually really good. So I think that'd be quite an interesting one to dive into.
Yeah. It is on Netflix. The bits I've seen are really good. Mm. I'll like sit there and I'll watch it. Once you get past the accents.
Yes.
But other than that, I think it's pretty good.
Mm.
Right, what's your number four?
So my number four, I feel like this probably was in my top five and maybe higher at the time, but it's down to four, and that's Arrested Development.
Ah, wow. Yeah, you can keep going.
Oh, thank you. So this is one that I stumbled across years ago, and I'd never laughed as much in my life. And I probably said that exact sentence last time. But it's great. Whenever there's a clip, there's an Instagram page where there's just little clips. And me and a friend often send each other clips of it as well. And often quote it. Because not many people I know have actually seen it. And it's just so funny. And particularly their use of humour with words. And like... puns and just wordplay is so smart and just really funny. There's three great seasons, then they brought it back for a fourth season, which isn't very good, and then the fifth one, which I don't remember being great either. So it's hard because of that, but the first three are just so good writing, and all the characters are hilarious. And my favorite joke is when the dad's talking about Job. He's like, I don't have any time for your tricks. My illusions, Dad. You don't have time for my illusions. It gets me every time. And what's his name? The guy who plays Tobias is just so funny. He was in Small Soldiers, which is fun. But yeah, so... But there's some other stuff that I've watched since that I think I maybe enjoy more. I think also this was a hard sell for my wife as well, so I don't know if she'd be interested in it, which is also a shame, but there we are.
Yeah. I think my favourite bit from Arrested Development is where the mum is talking about her kids. She's just like, I love all my children. And then it cuts later. I don't care for Joey. Yeah. Oh, she's amazing.
Yeah, the mum is brilliant, actually. I always forget about Lucille. But I think that's so good with the timing, isn't it? Like the editing, the directing, the use of the camera, cutting. It's just something else.
Yeah. So of my 14 I ranked, this was number 14.
Oh.
I think I really like a lot of this show. Because, I mean, you've got to remember, if I'm watching a TV show all the way through, it's still got to be good. So even though it's 14th, it doesn't mean it's terrible.
Yeah.
But I think that massive drop in quality from season 4 and then season 5 really affected it. I think we'll probably talk about another show later on which did the exact same thing. And obviously, because that's the last thing you watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's the difference with like Big Bang Theory for me is I did a lot of this when I was living with my parents, so we had live TV, so you just watch it on E4, so you just get all the random episodes.
Yeah.
As opposed to, let's say, if you're watching everything from the start and then you just go a drop in quality and that's what stays with you. But yeah, the first 3 seasons there are some bits which made me want to rip my hair out, but some of the stuff that comes out, it's just so funny.
Yeah.
And a young Michael Cera as well.
Yes, that's an interesting one, especially like when you see him in stuff like Scott Pilgrim or like, you know, other films like that, and then you go back to that, it's like, oh, what a strange turn of events.
I like when it finishes on season 3 and he's like a very pre-teen, and then it starts season 4 like 5 seconds later and he's just like an adult with like no care in the world, like barely even trying to hide the facial hair, but you know, that's good. Right, my number 3 is Scrubs.
Oh, my number 3 as well.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I went first, so I'm going to talk first.
Okay.
I just remember watching through Scrubs, because again, it was one of those ones, it was always on like E4 and things,
yeah,
or Comedy Central, whichever one had it, I don't know. And it was always good. But I think watching it from start to like finish is just such an emotional roller coaster. I don't think, if we talk about what I would call proper Scrubs, which is seasons 1 through to 8, I don't think this makes a drop in quality at all. I think it's great all the way through. I think the comedy style of it changes because obviously the lives change, but I think that happens with practically every single comedy.
Yeah.
But it's such a feel-good show. But again, it's also got those moments where it just really hits you and you're like, oh. I always remember the episode, like 2 episodes that just come into my mind, just to give you the 2 extremes, is you've got the one where it's the musical episode,
yeah,
in like season 6, and it's one of the most funniest things, and it's a TV show that's become a musical for one episode because someone's got this disease where they only hear things in song,
yeah,
and it on paper it's supposed to be one of the worst things, a skippable episode, but it's top tier.
It's so good.
It's one of the best.
How many times have we sung Guy Love?
Oh, don't. But then you've also got like the other side of things. We've got the one where the guy knows he's gonna die, sort of like at some point in that night. So you've got Turk and JD stay with him.
Yes,
until he eventually passes away. And it's like the differences you just have, and this is like, this is like just like my, what do I call it? This is my pillow TV show. This is the one where I'm like really comfortable with. Like,
yeah,
I would just put this on at any time. And even season 9, you know, I don't view it as proper Scrubs. I view it as like a spin-off. But I still really like that season as well. I think it's really good. Ego! But yeah, that's just me. What about you? It's your third as well.
I mean, we're actually watching this at the moment. So we started this because we watched a bunch of like sitcoms and stuff. And it was like, you know, when you're watching The Good Place, which is like barely 20 minutes long, You can get through quite a few, but that's got some quite heavy topics as well. And then we watched a few other sitcoms. Then we're watching House. So you've got like hour-long episodes. They could be quite intense. And we were like, you know, should we watch something a bit light? So we put on Scrubs, and it's like, oh, it's great. It's like 20, 25 minutes. Funny, very relaxing, comfort TV. But then it's got like moments where I'm like tearful, and then other bits where I'm laughing my head off. Like even my wife is laughing. And it's just such a good show to have on. And we never skip the intro song because it's just too good and not too long either. So, but yeah, it's, we say often, don't we, about like the highs and the lows and stuff. And it's like with this one, yeah, I've not seen any drop in quality so far. I think we're on season three. And it's quite interesting when you do go through it like chronologically, because then you see the progression from like interns to residents to attending, and you see the relationships evolve. It's like you go back and remember that Carla and Elliot like hated each other, and then you see that change, and then all the stuff with Dr. Cox, and then you see like a young Ryan Reynolds in one episode, and Brendan Fraser, he's great in it as well. And yeah, it's just really good, relaxing TV. And I know some of the humor is cheesy, whatever, but it's just great. It's so silly, but also like really clever humor, but also a lot of heart to it as well, because there'll be like a funny bit and then there'll be a really good life lesson and something to really make you think. And yeah, it's just got everything.
Nice. So I think Scrubs was my number three last time. It was either my number three or my number two, I can't remember. But my number two, I said last time, could have been any of the top four. But I put it at four for last time. I put it at two for this one. And that is Friends.
Good choice.
Yeah. I think if someone was to... If we had, like, aliens visit us, and they said, you know, give us a TV show that you think is, like, the best to watch, I would give them Friends. It's not my number one. But I think I cannot fault.
It's the quintessential sitcom, isn't it?
It's just when you get other sitcoms mention your sitcom,
yeah,
you know you're a good sitcom. How many times do we hear it in other things? Like, oh, they're so Ross and Rachel.
Yeah,
you know, it's absolutely incredible. It's just, again, there's a few sad moments in it. There's shock moments in it. I don't think it ran too long. I think 10 seasons was perfect. I think it at no point did it fall off the track. It's hilarious. Every character brings something different to it. And the ending was just like perfect. And what's great is no matter how much pressure they've been under, they've not revisited it. They've not thought, oh, you know what? We can get some big money here. Let's do another season.
Yeah.
Because how they left it was just perfect. And that's my review. You're welcome.
Good.
I'm guessing it.
It's not even in my top five, but it's one of those things where I loved it as a kid. My sister especially loved it. And it was always very easy viewing, very funny. And obviously, you grow old and you realise a lot more of the jokes. But yeah, I think that's one that I did start watching in lockdown. I can't remember if I finished it or not, but I think I probably did at some point. And yeah, I think you do see some of the characters like Phoebe and Joey get a bit caricature like towards the end. But I think, yeah, it's just very easy viewing, very funny. But some very emotional stuff as well. And each season's got its own kind of flavour, which I quite like. It would be like, you know, this is what's happening with them, then this relationship's big, and then this other thing happens. And I think it's interesting when you go back and realise that Chandler and Monica, I think, are a couple for about half of the show, maybe even more. And yet, I don't know, you watch the earlier stuff and it's like, yeah, it's cool.
Cool, but yeah, but that, yeah, I like you said, it's quintessential. I really love it. It's my number two. But more importantly, what's your number two?
Well, going from the mainstream, like, typical sitcom to a bit more, you know, fringe kind of stuff, Community, which I assume was probably my number one last time. But this is a show that I've watched many times. And again, we watched it, I think, like, straight after we got married, we watched it together. And then yeah, just one of my favourite shows. It was quite, when I was like becoming an adult, it was kind of when I've stumbled across it, and then just kind of really getting into it and just finding the humour really clever and fun and silly and being really invested in the characters. And it's just a great cast as well. Such a cool variety of people. And there's a massive dip in season four, I think, because of different stuff. But even then, when you watch it, it's still pretty good. So I say massive, it's actually not that big at all. But then I just instantly contradict myself. But then, yeah, and then season five and six is cool again, even though you've got other members leaving. But yeah, I just, it's one that I think I could always put on and find enjoyable.
Yeah. I have this as my number nine. Mm. Number nine? Oh, that's 29, isn't it? Anyway. But yeah, Community holds a special place in my heart because I watched it like all in one go, like quite quickly, because I think you recommended it to me, like a ton. And then a few years ago, we had a few rats, and one of them got really ill, and I knew it wasn't going to last that much longer. So I thought, oh, I'm just going to keep it out for a little bit so we can like have so we just like do things like sleep with me. And I would just watch Community while it was doing it.
Nice.
So I got that little bit of a connection. But also, like, again, I would say this is kind of like Arrested Development, where especially those first three seasons are so funny.
Yeah.
I was watching some clips from the episode with the Glee Club.
Oh, yes.
And, oh, it makes me chuckle. Mm. But yeah, again, kind of like Arrested Development, I do find, like I said, it dips off a little bit, I think, in like season four. And then, oh, I can't remember exactly, but one of the seasons I did think had a big sort of like decline down. Mm. I can't remember if it was season five or season six. Wasn't there one where the teacher became like the president of a school or something weird like that? I can't remember now. The Chinese guy.
Chang, he's a teacher and then he gets fired or something, becomes a security guard. But then he takes over the school, becomes like a Napoleon dictator, wants to blow it up.
Yeah. It's just so random. But yeah, I really like Community. I did, after I watched it, now this is how I know I prefer another show more, is as soon as I finished it, I then started it again, but I couldn't get past the first half of season one. So I was a bit Community'd out. There was another TV show, which I would say my honorable mentions, where as soon as I finished it, I was able to watch it again and then finish it.
Oh, that's interesting.
I think it also shows, yeah.
Well, because...
But we are...
That's a good point, actually, because I think season one is very much, it's finding its feet. It kind of knows what it wants to be as well. So it does, like, it's kind of parodies and stuff like that. But then they really hammer that up, like, in season two and especially season three. And then you get to, like, season five, where it's, like, very meta and stuff like that, and season six as well. And it's, like, I guess it's, like, you will love it or hate it. And it is quite sad as well when, by the time you get to season six, like, probably half the cast have gone at that point. So luckily the people they have to replace are pretty strong. But especially when they're at the wedding and the guy's like, now this is a guy who knows how to eat his meatballs. And it's like, I discovered in the 90s that I got addicted to encouraging white people. So, but yeah, when you go back to season one, it's an interesting watch, yeah.
Yeah. But no, good show. Right, it's now both of our number ones, I believe.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say a few honourable mentions on my part. Barely missing out on the top five. Only Fools and Horses. What a classic.
It's funny.
What a classic. Yeah. The one I was referring to earlier, The US Office.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's actually okay to get back to, isn't it?
Yeah, that was in my top five last year. That may have been by number two, but I'm happy with where it is. After I had a little bit of a break from it, I think it was still very fresh in it because I'd just done that whole first watch. I mean, I was halfway through like the second watch.
Yeah.
So last one, that's why it was on there. And yeah, Parks and Recreation. Why not? I think the other ones we kind of mentioned, so New Girl and Community, but Parks and Rec, I think after the first two seasons... I think the first two seasons were good, but when we get those two new characters coming...
Yeah, it completely transformed it, doesn't it?
Fantastic stuff. Some of the stuff that happened off the spot by, like, Andy Dwyer. Just amazing. But So I think my favourite bit that wasn't written in the script is because Chris Pratt plays Andy Dwyer and the boss is like ill, and then he just like he says, "Right, Leslie, I've typed your symptoms into the computer and it says you have network connectivity problems."
That's such a good joke.
I think that's incredible. But yeah, what about you? What are your honourable mentions?
So one of them is The Good Place. That's one that we watched this year. And it was funny because I obviously remember a lot of stuff very well. And my wife hadn't seen any of it, I don't think. So the entire first season, spoilers, I guess, for this one, I know exactly what's happening. I'm looking for like clues for things as well, for like the big twist at the end. And so I'm staring at her at the end of that episode of season one to see her reaction to the reveal. And she's like, "Oh," and I was like, and I couldn't say anything. And I was really good at not spoiling anything. And then watching the rest of it, it's like so emotional, but also very funny. And I guess it's good because it doesn't need to be funny, I think, but it still does that really well. And you really go on the journey. So that was quite a good one. I think, yeah, I'll probably put Parks and Rec as well. That's a really fun show. As I say, season two is when it like fixes Leslie's character. And then once, is it Mark Brendanowitz leaves? And then it gets better after he leaves. And then when the two guys come in, it gets like really good. I think How About Your Mother was always fun. That was always quite easy to put on, but that does, I think that maybe went on a bit too long, especially
that's fair.
Towards the end. But yeah, those are mine.
Yeah. Well, very good. My number one. Any guesses?
What were your 5 through 2 again?
Oh, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Big Bang Theory, Scrubs, Friends.
It's not How I Met Your Mother, is it?
It's How I Met Your Mother. Oh! Very good. Yeah, for one you just slagged off.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No, you're fine. This, I think, will always be my number one. This is like the first show which I got into because of me. And what I mean by that is like Friends I watched because my family was watching it. Big Bang Theory I watched because my family was watching it. New Girl I watched because my wife was watching it. How I Met Your Mother, it wasn't like, I watched like a few episodes on like Comedy Central or whatever it was on. But then what I would do is I'd get home from like high school and I'd just go to episode one, season one, and I would watch it and just hear that, da 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 da. You just like, yeah, here we go.
Yeah,
and you just watch episodes after episodes. And then you would do it. And I mean, it's hilarious. I think it's got great characters. And I think, again, like every single character adds something a little bit different. I don't think the characters are as good as, let's say, Friends in that regard. But what it adds in, which is why for me it's like my number one, is just how much information the showrunners clearly remembered.
Yes.
And try their best to sort of like bring them back up in the future. So it's a funny show regardless, but especially if you watch it from start to back, it's quite recent from each other. You pick up on so many things constantly, whether it be to do with the umbrella, the pineapple, with the slaps, the things going on with, what's her name? With Robin, when she was a superstar.
Yes.
And like that goes so dramatic. And there's just all these things. You could really go on. Like little sort of like Easter eggs, which are, you're rewarded for your loyalty, so to speak.
Yeah.
And I remember I watched it all before season 9 came out. And then season 9 came out. And I didn't hate it.
Mm.
Don't get me wrong. It is my least favourite.
Yeah.
Of all the seasons. But I think it was good. I also don't hate the ending.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. It wasn't quite what I expected. I actually think when I saw it, I think I actually quite liked it. I think I was one of the few where I was like, you know what? I think that makes sense. And yeah. I talked about that a lot the last time we did this. So if you're really interested, go listen to it again. Why not? I'm not going to go through it all now. But they do have the alternate ending, and I like that as well. But yeah, I think for the humour, I mean, Barney's a great character. I had one of the videos come on earlier, actually, on like my feed, when Marshall and Lily had broken up. And, you know, Barney comes over to speak to Ted and Marshall at the bar, and he's just like, "How you doing, Marshall?" And Marshall's like crying. He's like, "Never mind, I'm not dealing with this." And he goes off, and he's got a plane ticket, gone over way over to find Finn. Gives her a big speech about love and how they're perfect for each other, and this and that, and this and that. Gives her a ticket to fly back, and says, "You will not tell anyone I was here," because he's not like that at all.
Yeah.
He's all about, you know, a womanizer, I suppose, the correct term is to use. But yeah, just everything about it, I love it, and that is my number one.
Great pick. I like your wording for that one, actually, about the show that you liked, like, yourself, not just because of other influences. I think that's actually true for me as well. I remember, like, recording a bunch of episodes on the V Plus box and then watching them late at night and think it was the funniest thing ever. And yeah, as you said, all the callbacks and things like that, and it's like when you remember it, it really pays off. And because it does the kind of, you know, Ross and Rachel kind of thing from Friends, but it does a lot of cool extra stuff as well, and the characters are very funny. So yeah, good pick.
Yeah, thank you. The slapping arc is my favorite arc, I think.
Yes,
especially with the duck tie.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, your number one.
Oh, so my number one is The Simpsons.
Can I guess? Yeah, that's what I was going to guess.
Oh, nice. I don't even know if this was in my top five last time, but
it was. Oh, okay. I'm going to tell you your top five after. It's quite amusing.
Okay, great. But yeah,
none of it is the same.
Oh, that's cool. That's good that I've changed. Well, because this one is... I've watched a few episodes over the past few years because it's come on Disney Plus, and I go through a phase of like watching like a whole bunch in a row and then none forever. But when I've put them on, like Brani from the other room is like, I can tell you're watching The Simpsons because you're laughing your head off, and I could hear you all the way from the other side. And it's just so funny. It's so good. So many visual gags, so many jokes, so many songs. And I often find myself quoting the entire Steamed Ham skit, much to my wife's annoyance.
Nice.
But it's just
Dr.
so
Zaius,
good.
Dr. Zaius.
Oh, and the Dr. Zaius song. She hates that.
Yeah.
Like, oh, the chimpanzee joke is so... But yeah, it's one of those where, as a kid, it was great. Whenever it was on TV, we always want to watch it. And it's like, no, I don't want to watch the news. I want to watch The Simpsons, please. Or if you're lucky, there'd be like a double bill. Oh, that was so good. But yeah, it's just like, you go back to it, and it's just like... Because I'm still watching, like, I think it was season 3 or 4. So it's still in that golden age. And it's like, there's just nothing like it, I don't think.
The issue I have with Simpsons is I loved it as a kid. And I know I'd love it now. But for me, when I start a season, if it's good, I want to finish it out.
Mm.
But there is so much Simpsons content.
Yeah.
And I know full well it's going to make a drop at some point. And who's got time for that? Because I think I could watch that, but I know there's so many other series I want to watch.
Mm.
So It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I've heard great things about that.
That is hilarious.
Same as Modern Family.
Mm.
Those are probably two shows I'm probably going to watch next. And there's some classics as well I've not seen, like Seinfeld.
Yeah. It's
supposed to be incredible. I've not seen not even a clip from that, I don't think.
I think you'd struggle with something like Seinfeld because it's very of its time. And I think... You know, stuff like Blade Runner, where if you watch Blade Runner when it comes out, you have appreciation for it, and then you have to go back to it. Whereas now, because we've watched all this modern stuff, it's hard to go back to. But I don't know, it'd be interesting.
Yeah. All right. Well, maybe I'll swap it out for Fraser. Because I've got the Fraser box set, and I've seen the first season. And I've seen loads of episodes when I was younger, but I haven't seen it from start to back. So maybe I'll do that instead.
Well, cause...
I've also got 30 Rock, which I've not finished yet either.
I wanted to watch that, because I heard that was quite good.
I struggled with it. But yeah, hence why I've only watched one season. But
was that affected by the writer's strikes? I think there's that in The Office, maybe. But
I think so.
Because
the
thing about watching the shows all the way through is stuff like Scrubs like makes sense because it is a story, and New Girl as well because you've got the different relationships and stuff. The Good Place like is very clearly a story, and even stuff like Community, like every episode is self-contained, but you see their kind of relationships grow. Whereas with The Simpsons, you can just watch any episode, and that's why it was always great for TV. Oh, an episode of The Simpsons on, and some things change throughout the story, but nothing big, I don't think, which is why it's good, I think, that you don't have to watch it all the way through. Like, I think I started I watched a few episodes from season one. It was okay. But I think I jumped to season three. And I've just been watching stuff from there. And I think because there's, what, 30 seasons or something ridiculous like that. And so I feel like I don't have to watch all of them if I don't want to, which you couldn't do with, like, these other shows we talked about, I don't think.
Yeah. Well, you're a bigger man than I am. Right. I want to talk to you about your... Because you couldn't remember your top five.
Mm.
Not really. So I'm going to tell you the differences you've had in 2 years. Simpsons was on your list last time.
Mm.
At number five.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Another thing that... Number four wasn't on your list this time around, which was How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, that's funny. Okay.
Number three, well, I don't think was on your list this time round. The US Office.
Oh, no. Yeah, it was a mention, I think.
Yeah. Number two was Arrested Development.
Mm.
And number one was Community.
Wow, that's cool. So, that's funny.
Yeah. So you've had a complete and utter changeover. So yeah, well done.
Thank you.
Don't know why I'm saying well done. It's just not a bit...
How different was yours this time? Reached.
Hang on, where's my list? So I've only got one new one in, and that's what Brooklyn Nine-Nine for the US Office.
Mm.
The ordering was different with a few of them. So Friends was number four last time. I think Scrubs was in the same place.
Yeah.
But two was the US Office, and Big Bang Theory was number five.
Okay.
Instead. Yeah. So that's what's different. And How I Met Your Mother was the same place as well. So yeah, pretty similar. But like I said, I've still got all those other series to watch.
It's true. Modern that families could change again.
Philadelphia. Exactly. So when we meet again in 2 years, we'll do that. But of course, we want to know where we're wrong. So
yes.
How can people tell us that we are wrong?
Oh, they could do many things. They could send a pigeon, or they could follow us on Instagram at lta.podcast, send us a message. I'm sure we could put like a sitcom poll or something like that. We can see if people agree or disagree.
Yeah, to be fair, I might put something along the lines of like a question one. What's the best sitcom on TV?
That'd see be
what
good
people
one.
Say. Yeah, because you can't really do a poll because there's so many.
Yeah. But we've also got an email. Yeah. Let's talk about 2022@hotmail.com. Feel free to send us a message or a question or your thoughts.
Yeah. And we may read it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, providing we keep up with this fabulous regularity we've had, next week we'll be talking about Cinderella.
Yes.
So if you want to watch that in preparation for the episode, to listen to our thoughts, please do. But yeah, anything else you'd like to say before we head on out of here?
No.